Okay. Hello, this is Amy, and you're listening to We'll Put a Pin in This. This is also 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So welcome everybody who just came on, or if you've been on for a longer time, I don't know, welcome back. We're going to switch it up with a little bit of Afrofuturism today. And you just heard three songs. The first one was Tapestry from an Asteroid by Sun Ra, which was one of his, right now it's one of his top songs, and it was recorded in 1967 off of We Travel the Spaceways. Right after that, you heard Didn't You Know by Erykah Badu. I did not say that correctly, so please correct me if I'm wrong. And that one was released in 2000 off of Mama's Gun. That was the album cover. Album name, excuse me. And lastly, you listen to Wonderland, which was released on October 22nd, 2020, and that's by Janelle Monáe, which she is a really great artist. And she's done a lot of great stuff. We can talk about that more later as we go on, but next up, we're going to do a little bit of Lady Marmalade, and this is by LaBelle. So, hope you guys enjoy, and here we go.
Go. Yeah. Get you, get you.
Okay, so coming to you back again. You just heard Lady oh my gosh. Sorry guys, that was a bad intro to that song, but you just heard Lady Mabel, and that was Lady Marmalade. And that was a proto disco song that was released in 1974 leading to their album Nightbirds. And LaBelle is a girl band and consisted of three women who were Nona Hendrix, Patti LaBelle, and Sarah Dash. So hopefully you enjoyed a little snippet of LaBelle. Next up, we're going to go back to some Janelle Monáe, but really quick, I want to discuss what Afrofuturism is as a concept, as a couple of the songs that we are listening to today kind of pertain to that idea. Not all of them, but I just wanted to kind of make today's show a little more themed than usual. So this is what I settled on, and I was deciding on how I should choose my themes. And I think by genre was something that really interests me. So we're going to see how this goes and keep it going, hopefully. But yeah, this is my first time in the studio for a little while, and I'm excited to be back with a new theme and some consistency for you guys. So here we go. A little bit on Afrofuturism. It's a cultural aesthetic that kind of explores the intersection of the diaspora with science and technology. And you see this, since it's a cultural aesthetic, it kind of bleeds into many different art forms, but it's prominent in music. As you can see, we have a couple of examples. And Janelle Monáe is a really good example because of her. She has a new album called Dirty Computer, which is, forgive me, but I don't remember the year. It's very, very recent. I think it's 2022, though. And she does a lot with the idea of Afrofuturism. She's also a queer artist. Definitely check her out if you haven't already. Super cool. But yeah, more on Afrofuturism. There's a lot of, like, imagery. And Sun Ra is a big figure in Afrofuturism. And he has a movie out about, well, I'm actually not super well versed in the way that I can talk about it, which I'm now realizing, but there's a lot of, like, magic realism, fantasy, alternate history, science fiction, and, like, science and space, focused motifs. Like, in his movie, he has something called the Mothership, which has a lot of female, symbolism associated with it. So it's a really cool genre, and we're going to keep going with the music. Next up, we're going to do a song called Lipstick Lover by Janelle Monáe again, and I hope you guys enjoy this one, and here we go.
Lover, 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 lover
Okay, welcome back, everybody. That was Busting Out by Material and Nona Hendrix off of Mutant Disco Volume 1. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. It is getting to the half of the hour. I don't know if that's what it's called. Middle of the hour? Top of the... Middle of the hour. So you guys know what time it is. It's PSA time, so I'm going to give you guys... I think this is a good one. Here we go. Okay, guys, that was not a PSA, it seems. That was crazy, though. It says that was Professor Einstein flunks prohibition, students for sensible drug policy. So, that's curious. I guess I'm just gonna read you guys a PSA, like old times, doing things the old-fashioned way. So, we have high school dropout prevention live announcer copy. Boost. Inside every student is graduate. For some, it's easy to find, but not for all. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life, a friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach, who can help these kids see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help someone who may be struggling to finish high school. Boostup.org, because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Aid Council. Ad Council. Wow. Okay, so, thank you guys for bearing with me through that deceptive PSA, our first PSA and our second PSA. So, since we've gotten our PSA out of the way, we're going to go jump into a little bit more Sun Ra, but before we listen to the music, I'm going to talk a little bit more about him and the role that he played during the time. So, to elaborate more on his movie, it was called Space is the Place, and had a lot of different motifs alluding to, like, the Black experience. For example, there was a mirror, and that kind of alluded to the double consciousness, and when you look in the mirror, you see what society sees of you. And then the mirror never reflects the person you are, you're just a reflection of someone else's racialized constructions, etc., etc. So there are a lot of themes like that. We have his born name is Herman Poole Blount, and he renamed himself because he thought that his birth name was oppressive, and he changed his name to Sun Ra because he thought that Egypt embodied the idea of Black excellence before whites, and he named himself after the Egyptian sun god. And he was in many ways the founder of Afrofuturism in music. He was a pianist, a philosopher, poet, and producer, and he had his own mythology. And I don't know, he was a pretty cool guy with a lot of historical relevance. So, we also have some broad themes of Afrofuturism for you guys. We have wordplay and challenges in logic, a lot of alienation, like turning into alien nation, for example. And yeah, we also have, kind of the middle passage is like the apocalypse, and drawing a parallel between that and space and the mothership that I mentioned before, and space kind of becoming the ship becomes a place of savior and refuge and kind of a reclamation of that. There's a lot to explore in this category of music, this genre of music, and I'm not going to be able to cover it all right now. just wanted to give you guys a little look into kind of, what Sun Ra is, I mean, who he is, and all of the kind of contributions that he's made to this type of music. So we're going to listen to a little bit more. This is called It's After the End of the World, and this is by Sun Ra and his orchestra. And I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? It's after the end of the world.
Okay, welcome back everybody. So that was a little bit of It's After the End of the World by Sun Ra and his orchestra. And that piece is really interesting because, again, you can kind of see this parallel that he's drawing between space and the Black experience. And you can hear it in the music, kind of. And I think the music is very reflective of the title, It's After the End of the World, and kind of the feeling that it brings upon you. It's a little bit of an unsettling sound. There's a lot of echoing and reverberation, I think that's how you say that, that might, like, may reflect, it sounds a little bit techie, a little bit spacey, and then also brings you this unsettling feeling that I think he was really trying to capture. So that one is, that's actually from Space is the Place, that's his movie. But yeah, we're gonna get into a little bit more. This one is called Days of Happiness, so hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, so welcome back. That was Days of Happiness by Sun Ra. That was a longer song. It was a very jazzy feeling song. And we're going to continue with a little bit more Janelle Monáe. I would play you guys Dirty Computer. However, ironically or unironically, the entire album is explicit. And we're not going to go there until I believe Safe Harbor hours are 10 until 6 a.m. So, unfortunately, we are just shy of that. So we're going to play a little bit more from Horror Arch Android album. This is Tightrope that we're going to be hearing next. And quickly, I want to talk about a little bit more of the different mediums that Afrofuturism has come in, mainly literary, and with the exception of, I don't know, one more modern example. But we have the novels from Samuel R. Delaney and Octavia Butler, which are, oh, actually also Basquiat is another example of an Afrofuturistic artist. And we have Black Panther, which I actually didn't think about as being under this genre until I read a couple articles on it. And yeah, I guess it just goes to show how widely this idea can affect different art forms and different ways that the idea can show up through like movie making and like novel writing and music making, etc., etc. Because we see it manifest a little bit differently. Black Panther is a superhero movie. Which is just, I don't know, it's a little bit of a different take on or interpretation of Afrofuturism. And as you can see, it's really a cool way to integrate technology into... Okay, guys, we're gonna get going on Tightrope, but yeah, Black Panther is a cool movie. It is Afrofuturistic, and I actually don't know my take on it. I enjoyed it. I do encourage you to go check it out. But yeah, okay, this is Tightrope by Janelle Monáe and Big Boy. So, hope you guys enjoy as we're starting to close off the show. Monáe and left foot.
Sort of like a dong and man crack, come on.
Tip-bone alligators and little rattlesnakers, but I'm another flavor, something like a Terminator. Ain't no equivocating, I fight for what I believe. While you call that classy breath?
Okay, so you guys just heard Tightrope by Janelle Monae, and Big Boy is also featured on that track. Hope you guys enjoyed. That's off of Arch Android. I never know if it's Arch or Arc. I think it's Arc, because you say Arch Nemesis? Arch Nemesis. It's Arch Android. There we go, guys. Anyway, so I have a little quote from Janelle on that song, and I'm going to read it for you guys. It says, Tightrope was made for the people. Let's see, says Janelle Monae, the lead singer, from her forthcoming new album, The Arch Android, featuring Big Boy from Outkast. I didn't know that he was from Outkast. Also, fun fact, Janelle Monae was in The Glass Onion. I forget what her character's name was, but she was the... Well, I'm not going to spoil it, actually. But I didn't know that until very recently. But basically, the point of this song, it's super fun. As you just heard, it kind of depicts dance as a rebellious freedom. And she says, every time you step outside, you're dealing with life and you're trying to stay sane for lack of better words. So balance is key. And that song is kind of about balance, not getting too high or too low. And that's what the tightrope symbol represents. So it's a tutorial on how to actually make it through life without becoming insane and driving yourself to a life full of hatred and not wanting to be here. So I think that resonates with a lot of different people. You don't have to... fall into a certain category to feel like you need balance in your life. I think that's a very human thing. So, thank you, Janelle. And for our last song, I'm going to come back on air also, just like after the song for a little outro. But this is a little more experimental, and this is not Afrofuturism. But I just realized that Janelle is on a song with Grimes, and it's called Venus Fly, off of Art Angels, which... is funny because they both start with A, Arc Android, and Art Angel. It's okay. It's not that big of a deal. Anyway, I have never heard this song, and for any of you guys who also haven't heard this song, I think we should listen to it for the first time together. So here we go. I'm going to start it off, and let me know what you guys think. Here we go.
Bye.
Okay. I think I liked that song. Definitely different than I thought it would be, but a lot of energy, a lot of bass, and I can appreciate a song with a lot of bass. Used wisely, I guess. But yeah, that was Venus Fly by Grimes featuring Janelle Monae. And yeah, we have a couple minutes left on the show. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to this little, I guess, segment on Afrofuturism. And I hope you guys learned something. If you didn't and you have something to teach me, please let me know. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. And if I missed anything, would also really love to hear what you have to say. And yeah, I think I'm subbing a show tonight, but was thinking of doing genres as a little bit of an experiment throughout the summer and seeing how it went. So I had a lot of fun doing this one and some of the research to supplement the music that we listened to today. I guess some of the, like, to summarize, I guess Afrofuturism is an idea that, a concept, an aesthetic that takes space and technoculture and, like, technology and kind of parallels it to the Black experience. And it's made for a lot of really cool art, like music and literature and movies. And yeah, I don't know.